G Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings. I'll be riding shotgun underneath. Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert. Hi, I'm Cole. Time flies by. Our dad helps us play our favourite song. I love radio.
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Right. Morning.
Morning.
Who are we?
Cora.
Cora.
Alba.
And what are we called?
G-Factors.
Yeah, G-Factors.
G-Factor Juniors. Hello, everybody. Remember, this is our new time, 8 o'clock. There'll be a new jingle coming soon. And we had something happen. We didn't do our show last week. Why didn't we do it last week, kids?
Because we have a baby now.
A baby. Who's the baby?
Bryn.
Bryn. And what is he?
A boy.
A boy.
A boy.
How old is he?
1 week old.
1 week old.
1 week old. And do you like him?
Yes.
Yes, and he was born last Wednesday in the middle of the night.
He was, wasn't he?
And I love baby.
And you love baby? Oh, that's good.
And he's already red on his face.
Oh, okay, that's
I always read, and he has always read on his face.
Oh, well, that's difficult, isn't it, if you wee on your face? Right, so, that aside, what are we going to talk about today?
Giraffes.
Giraffes.
Do you know how giraffes get the... to get giraffes born from their bottoms.
From their bottoms, there we go. That's where giraffes come from bottoms. Right, well, let's start with a little song and then we're going to put on a bit of facts about giraffes as well. Wiggles in the morning. Right, and now we've got some things with some facts about giraffes. Amazing facts we need to know, apparently. So let's have a little listen to these.
Don't forget to like and subscribe for more neat facts to discover the world one click at a time. As the tallest animals in the world, giraffes are the gentle giants of the jungle. Towering between 14 to 19 feet tall with their long neck and legs, giraffes may be one of the first animals you learn about as a kid. Native to the savannas of sub-Saharan Africa, this distinct anatomy makes giraffes stick out like a sore thumb in the animal kingdom. Aside from their height and looks, giraffes' strange behavior also makes them stand out. Literally. To ward off predators, wild giraffes sleep and give birth while standing upright. What else is there to know about the world's tallest animals? Watch on to find out. Giraffes were once called camel leopards. It may sound like the most unlikely combination of animals, but it's true. When the first giraffe was presented to Julius Caesar in 46 BC, the Romans thought it was a camel leopard hybrid. They even named it Camela pardalis, after the Greek word camelos for camel and pardalis for leopard. A giraffe's tongue is 20 inches long. A fact that may get you tongue-tied is that giraffe tongues can reach up to 20 inches long. Giraffe tongues are usually colored black, blue, or purple for protection against the sun's UV rays. A giraffe's spots are like human fingerprints. Aside from having 7 vertebrae in the neck like humans, the spots in a giraffe's body are much like human fingerprints. All giraffes have different coat patterns, so no giraffe is the same. Giraffes only sleep 30 minutes a day. Move aside, Team No Sleep. To protect themselves from predators, giraffes in the wild learn to sleep for only 30 minutes a day. If you think that's extreme, a giraffe's total sleeping time is also spread throughout the day in quick naps. However, captive giraffes can snooze more than 4 hours a day. Whoa. Male giraffes sample a female's pee during mating season. Among unique lifestyle choices, male giraffes can test a female's fertility by tasting her urine. Known as the flamen sequence, males would take mouthful of a female's urine to know if she'd been a good mate or not. By doing so, the male giraffe can distinguish whether the female is in heat.
Wow.
Giraffes are the third heaviest animals in the world. After elephants and rhinos, giraffes are the third heaviest animals in the world. A young giraffe can weigh more than 150 pounds. On average, an adult giraffe approximately weighs 1,765 pounds. In some cases, other species of giraffe can be as massive as 4,255 pounds. A group of giraffes is called a tower, a name fitting for the world's tallest animal. A group of giraffes is called a tower.
A tower of giraffes? Did you know that? No, a group of giraffes, a tower of giraffes. And on the weight side, so 4,000 pounds is quite hard to tell, but that's like 20 to 30 people is the same as one big giraffe. So if you're on the seesaw with a giraffe, you'd need 20 friends to bounce up and down.
A giraffe's heart weighs around 25 pounds. While the human heart only weighs around 300 grams, the heart of a giraffe can weigh 25 pounds, making it the biggest heart of any land mammal. The giraffe's heart pumps 60 liters of blood in their body every minute. Necking is the most violent experience for giraffes. Necking is the proper term for giraffe fighting. In a giraffe's relatively chill environment, it is the most aggressive experience they are most likely to get in. Necking usually comes with headbutts, jousting, kicking, and biting. The reticulated giraffe is the most common in the world. If you've ever seen a giraffe at a zoo, there's a very big chance that it was a reticulated giraffe. Coming from a peninsula called the Horn of Africa, the reticulated giraffe is the most common giraffe subspecies. Reticulated giraffes are characterized by coats of large, polygonal, liver-colored spots outlined by a group of bright white lines. The spots can often appear in deep reddish-orange, which can also cover their legs. Giraffes consume over 35 kilos of food per day. Since adult giraffes...
Right, 35 kilos of food, that is the same as Alba. They eat a whole Alba and a whole Cora. So a giraffe would need to eat both of you every day. But not you, they would eat leaves.
Giraffes can only get a few servings with each bite. They spend most of their time eating, to meet their caloric need of around 35 kilos. Aside from their size, while giraffes need so much food, since they spend most of their time standing up. Giraffes are not territorial. Giraffes may look a little awkward, but they're actually social butterflies. Unlike other species, they aren't known to be territorial at all. A tower of giraffes typically has 10 to 20 members without a dominant leader in their herd. Community-wise, tower members are usually free to come and go as they wish. Giraffes make sounds and noises. If someone asks you what a giraffe sounds like, not knowing might send you into an existential crisis. However, giraffes make a wide range of sounds, including hisses, snorts, whistle-like cries, and low-frequency noises that can't be heard by the human ear. In other words, giraffes have vocal cords. Only young giraffes make most of these sounds, since they're less cautious. Giraffe horns are called ossicones.
Ossicones, that's a fair word, isn't it? Ossicones. That's their horns.
Both male and female giraffes have ossicones, which were formed from ossified cartilage covered in skin. Giraffe hooves are almost the same size as a dinner plate.
Whoa! Their feet are as big as your plate for dinner.
What?
And that'll be the big plate.
What?
Not the little plates we get for sandwiches. It's a dinner plate.
What? With a diameter of 30 centimeters, a giraffe's hooves are almost as big as a dinner plate. These big hooves protect them from sinking into loose sand, regardless of their massive weight. Some people eat giraffes. In some African...
Oh, some people eat them.
In regions, people kill giraffes for their meat. In those areas, natives would take any kind of meat they can find to survive.
Oh, they're the natives. That makes sense.
Giraffe meat is said to have...
Natives are people who live off the land, and that's where they're from. So, yeah, they take what nature provides, and they give back, and they keep going around in a circle.
A natural sweetness that may not appeal to everybody's taste. Giraffes are not entirely defenseless. Don't let their gentle nature fool you. A threatened giraffe can and will curb stomp you into the next life. One kick from a giraffe's 6-foot legs can cause severe damage and even death to predators and...
So its leg is 6 foot long. That's as big as Daddy. That's just his leg.
And humans who get too close. Giraffes don't drink water often. Most of a giraffe's water intake comes from the plants they eat, so they only need to gulp water once every few days. A giraffe's neck is too short to reach the ground. You wouldn't call a 7-foot neck short, but giraffes have to spread their front legs out to drink water from the ground. World Giraffe Day was established in 2014. The World Giraffe Day is a yearly event initiated by the Giraffe Conservation Federation. Essentially, the event celebrates the longest-necked animal on the longest day of the year, which is June 21st. Giraffes only have one official species. Today, the International Union for Conservation of Nature recognizes giraffes as one species with 9 subspecies. However, a 2000 study on giraffe genetics advised that there should be 6 species instead. The West African, Rothschilds, Reticulated, Maasai, Angolan, and South African giraffe. White giraffes are a product of rare pigmentation. A white giraffe is a product of leucism, a genetic mutation which prevents an animal's skin cells from pigmentation, while letting other organs stay dark-colored. It's different from albinism, and a white giraffe rarely occurs in nature. Unfortunately, poaching and illegal trade lessens their numbers even more. A running giraffe may appear to be moving in slow motion. If you observe a running giraffe in the wild, it might look like it's running in slow motion. Don't be fooled though. Giraffes have the longest stride of any land mammal, so this slow-mo movement can reach speeds of 60 kilometers per hour.
Whoa, they can go 60 kilometers per hour. That's pretty fast. That's how fast you used to be able to go around Raglan, now it's 40.
Unlike horses, giraffes run by moving both legs on the same side of their body together, which can play a visual trick on the typical bystander. The Angolan giraffe only exists in 4 African countries. Found in northern Namibia, southwestern Zambia, Botswana, and western Zimbabwe, the Angolan giraffe subspecies has big brown blotches with edges that are relatively notched or have angular extensions. Its spotting pattern stretches down to its legs, but not the upper part of its face. The South African giraffe is only found in 5 African countries. The South African giraffe is also known as the Cape giraffe. Like the name suggests, it's a subspecies of a giraffe native to South Africa, Mozambique, Namibia, Botswana, and Zimbabwe. South African giraffes have spots with star-like extensions on a light tan base, all the way down to the hooves. Currently, the estimated population of South African giraffe is 31,500 individuals in the wild. The Rothschild's giraffe got its name from Walter Rothschild. The Rothschild's giraffe is named after Walter Rothschild, a British banker, politician, and zoologist. Known for its unique coat, The Rothschild's giraffe sports dark orange and brown patches with areas of beige and no markings on its lower legs. Giraffe calves nurse from their mother for the first 46 months. Baby giraffes or calves only breastfeed for the first few months. From the 7th month onwards, the calves begin to eat leaves. However, if the calves still can't reach the leaves from the trees, their mothers will pull the leaves off and feed them to them. Pretty cute, isn't it? The Maasai giraffe is the biggest subspecies of giraffe. Found in Kenya and Tanzania, it has distinctive, jagged, irregular star-like blotches that extend to their hooves. The Maasai giraffe got its name in honor of Herr von Tippelskirch, the member of a German scientific expedition in East Africa. The West African giraffe came close to extinction. Also known as the Nigerian giraffe, the West African giraffe stands out for its light-colored spots. The Nigerian giraffe population fluctuates based on seasonal migration. In the 1990s, its population went as low as 50 individual giraffes. However, with the help of the government's program, over 450 wild giraffes have been rehabilitated.
So there used to be only 50 of this type of giraffe left, and now there's 450 because they've been helping them.
The giraffe's individual numbers continue to plummet. 30 years ago, there were around 150,000 giraffes that roamed the savannas. However, as of today, the number of wild giraffes still roaming their habitats has been cut down to 40 to 50%. Giraffes are endangered due to four main reasons: human-wildlife conflict, meat consumption, illegal wildlife trade, and the expansion of human agriculture all contribute to giraffes' dwindling population. For all their weird quirks, giraffes are among the most unique creatures in the animal kingdom.
What's that, Alba? What did he say? He said the reasons why there aren't as many giraffes now is because of people and hunting, because some people like giraffe-patterned rugs and things like that, and because we're growing all our places that we make food, like we're growing the fields or the crops, and we need... There's more and more land. We're taking away lots of land. And there's nothing, there's nowhere for them to live, which is real sad, isn't it? Yeah. Right. Okay. Hopefully that's been working, because I think I've not had the microphone on, so you might not have heard anything then.
We should all do what we can to make sure future generations can still witness and learn about them like we did as kids. If you enjoyed our video, don't forget to like, share and subscribe to our channel.
Right, so did we learn lots then?
Yes.
Yeah, wow. What is a group of giraffes called?
A tower.
A tower of giraffes? Isn't that funny? Yeah? And how long are their legs?
As big as Daddy.
As long as me, that's a long leg, isn't it? Yeah, lots of things going on with giraffes there. Sorry if you couldn't hear the little ad-libs in between there. I think we pressed the wrong buttons. Right, so we're going to quickly now... Cora really wants...
What's Gerald?
Does anyone know Gerald? Let's have a look. See if we can find it. Need to find the proper one. Where's the proper one? It's by Hugh Laurie. Is the one we want. Hugh Laurie. Which one's it going to be? Why can't I find it? Oh, maybe it's not on YouTube, the one we want to listen to. That's a music video. We don't want a music video, do we? That's a bit silly. Okay, let's just pick one. I'm trying to get the one with all the music. Oh, maybe this one. Okay.
Giraffes can't dance.
was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim. But his knees were awfully crooked and his legs were rather thin. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots off trees. But when he tried to run around, he buckled at the knees. Now every year in Africa, they hold a jungle dance, where every single animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year, when the day arrived, poor Joe felt so sad. Because when it came to dancing, he was really very bad. The warthog started waltzing, and the rhinos rock and roll. The lions danced a tango that was elegant and bold. The chimps all did a cha-cha with a very Latin feel. And eight baboons then teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked toward the floor. But the lions saw him coming and they soon began to roar. Hey, look at clumsy Gerald! The animals all sneered. Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool. Oh, Gerald, you're so weird. Gerald simply froze up. He was rooted to the spot. They're right, he thought. I'm useless. Oh, I feel like such a clot. So he crept off on the dance floor and he started walking home. He'd never felt so sad before. So sad and so alone. Then he found a little clearing, and he looked up at the sky. The moon can be so beautiful, he whispered with a sigh.
Excuse me, coughed a cricket who'd seen Gerald earlier on. But sometimes when you're different, you just need a different song. Listen to the swaying grass, then listen to the trees. To me, the sweetest music is those branches in the breeze. So imagine that the lovely moon is playing just for you. Everything makes music if you really wanted to.
With that, the cricket smiled and picked up his violin. Then Gerald felt his body do the most amazing thing. His hooves had started shuffling, making circles on the ground. His neck was gently swaying, and his tail was swishing round. He threw his legs out sideways and he swung them everywhere. Then he did a backward somersault and leapt up in the air. Gerald felt so wonderful. His mouth was open wide. I am dancing. Yes, I'm dancing. I am dancing, Gerald cried. Then one by one, each animal who'd been there at the dance arrived while Gerald boogied on and watched him quite entranced. They shouted, "It's a miracle! We must be in a dream! Gerald's the best dancer that we've ever, ever seen!" How did you learn to dance like that? Please, Gerald, tell us how. But Gerald simply twirled around and finished with a bow. Then he raised his head and looked up at the moon and stars above. We all can dance, he said, when we find music that we love.
How was that?
Good.
Good?
Good.
So what did we learn there? We didn't learn about crocodiles, did we? We learned about giraffes, so...
That giraffes can dance.
Yeah, and also, if you can't do something, you can go away and you can practice, can't you? And then you can learn how to do it. Right, there's a thing here called the giraffe's pencil. Don't know what it is. Should we see what it sounds like?
Distinctive look. It's impossible to talk about giraffes without addressing the elephant in the room. No, not that elephant standing behind the giraffe. I'm talking about their crazy long necks. But despite how long they are, they actually only have 7 vertebrae in their necks, the same number as humans. So what's the big difference? Each giraffe vertebra is super duper sized and can be up to 10 inches long. They also have 2 hair-covered horns on the tops of their heads called ossicones that can be used to tell the gender of a giraffe. Females have thin ones with tufts of hair on top, while a male's ossicones end in knobs and tend to be bald on top. That's because the males use them to fight.
Oh yeah!
And their tongues are pretty strange too. They can be up to 20 inches long and are darkly colored, which experts think is designed to help protect them from the sun.
Cora has a long tongue like that, don't you, Cora? Yeah, you got a giraffe tongue.
Because no one wants a tongue burn. And even their scientific name, Giraffa camelopardalis, comes from the ancient Greeks' belief that they look like a camel wearing a leopard's coat.
There's a picture on YouTube watching now. It looks hilarious. There's a giraffe with a leopard coat on it, and he's got a hat and sunglasses.
You look beautiful, darling. Number 4. We all know giraffes are big, but I bet you didn't know that they eat about 75 pounds of food per day. By comparison, your average human adult eats between 3 to 5 pounds of food in a day. And that includes heavier foods like meat and cheese. Giraffes pretty much only eat leaves, which means they basically need to eat all day long to get enough food.
Who else needed to eat all day long that we did on our show recently? And they...
Koalas.
Yeah. But the difference with koalas is they slept most of the day, didn't they? Because it took so long to digest their food in their tummies, whereas giraffes just have to keep eating and eating, and they only sleep for 30 minutes, didn't they?
'Tis much easier to do when the menu doesn't include mystery meat, like in the cafeteria. Number 3. The most noticeable part of a giraffe's look, besides its neck, is their majestic spotted coat. Every single giraffe has a unique, intricate fur pattern, kind of like a human's fingerprint. But the pattern isn't the most interesting part of their fur, if by interesting you mean totally disgusting. See, having such a long neck can make it kind of hard for giraffes to groom themselves. So instead, they ooze chemicals from their skin to keep insects away and disinfect themselves so that bacteria can't grow. So while it might keep the giraffes healthy, it also makes their skin smell really bad to humans. In fact, some elderly giraffes are so completely coated in a pungent protective ooze that locals call them stink bowls. Oh, come...
Stink bowls. Ooh.
Come on, guys. Don't call them names just because they smell bad. You bunch of bullies. Number 2. It's much harder for giraffes to drink water than you might think. To have a drink, they need to spread out their front legs and crane their neck at a weird angle, which leaves them vulnerable to predators. So a giraffe's body has evolved some pretty clever ways to deal with it. Their system can get almost all the water they need from the plants they eat, so adult giraffes only need water once a day.
Whoa, they get all their water from the leaves they eat. That's what koalas do. And then they just need to have a normal drink once a day. Because if not, they bend down and all the predators can get in.
They also never sweat or pant to cool down. Instead, their body temperature goes up or down depending on the weather, which lets them conserve water and keep cool in any situation. If only my dad could keep cool in any situation. And finally, our number one fact about giraffes, the first giraffe in Europe. As you may know, giraffes only live naturally in Central and Southern Africa, so it took humans to transport these majestic animals to Europe. The very first one was brought there by Julius Caesar in 46 BC as part of his triumphant return to Rome. The Romans didn't know what to make of this new, crazy-looking animal, so they called it the camel leopard because, well, it looks like a camel and a leopard. And you might think that a giant, aggressive animal would make a terrible pet, but the ancient Egyptians didn't agree. 1,500 years after Julius Caesar, Lorenzo de' Medici was given a giraffe by the Sultan of Egypt. Giraffes hadn't been seen in Italy since Roman times, so as you might imagine, it caused quite a stir. Stories say that the giraffe would wander the streets of Florence, eating treats offered out of second-story windows. But be careful. If you feed it, it's just gonna follow you home.
Hey, Bob, can I keep it?
Well, there they are. 5 fantastic facts about the tallest animals on planet Earth.
Ooh, there we go. That was lots of giraffes, wasn't it? Right, shall we find a good song? You don't want a good song?
I want that one, the teacup.
A teacup? What's that? Let's try the teacup. Oh, yeah, this makes sense.
Jumping on the bed, monkey fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 little monkeys jumping on the bed. Monkey fell off and bumped her head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Jumping on the bed. Mommy fell off and bumped her head. You called the doctor and the doctor said, no more, Mommy.
sleeping till it's noon. Shall we wake them with a merry tune? Oh, so still, are they ill? Wake up, wake up, wake up, sleeping bunnies. Wake up, wake up, wake up, sleeping bunnies. Hop, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. Stop, little bunnies, stop, stop, stop.
The noble Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them up the hill and then he marched them down again. And when you're up, you're up.
Close to the end, and the kids want a giraffe song, so this is the Mr. Brown Show giraffe song. So they wanted to do a song about a giraffe.
Giraffe, giraffe, why is your neck so long? Giraffe, giraffe, I want to sing you this song. You are the cutest mammal the world will ever see. You are my best friend, you stick out your neck for me. You rise up head and shoulders far above the beast. Not like the panda fella who eats shoots and leaves. Oh giraffe, you giraffe, me crazy. Oh giraffe, you giraffe, me crazy. Giraffe, giraffe, you're high and fancy free. I'll paint my love and call it giraffity. You are the cutest mammal the world will ever see. You are my best friend, you stick out your neck for me. You rise up head and shoulders far above the beast. Not like the panda fella who eats shoots and leaves. Oh giraffe, you giraffe, me crazy. Oh giraffe, you giraffe, you giraffe me crazy. Like no one else. You giraffe me crazy, and I can't help myself. You rise up head and shoulders far above the beast. Not like the panda fella who eats shoots and leaves. Oh giraffe, you giraffe, me crazy. King of beasts, wobbly knees.
How was that? Did we learn lots about giraffes?
Yeah, but I want to learn how they get cold.
You want to learn how they what?
Get cold.
Get cold? Who said about that?
Get cold.
They don't. Yeah, the temperature changes and they get hot or cold. That's all that happens. Yeah? Right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, that's loud. Wow.
Thank you for listening.
My words. Sorry if people have lost the ability to listen anymore. Right, there we go. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye-bye.
G-Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G-Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert. Hoi, Uncle.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song. I love waking up radio.
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Now that's what I call music by DJ G-Factor. Join me for my private collection of UK chart music. From 1983 to the present day, plus some special guests in the studio. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7 till 9 at night, or anytime on Listen Again. Rock, pop, dance, drum and bass, R&B, hip-hop, indie, and much, much more. Now that's...